Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And it's starting to shape up now in the AFC and the NFC. Your Texans are in. I'm hearing a lot. I mean, listen, we're getting a lot of, the Texans are getting a lot of love throughout the country. There was Aqib Talib, though. He's on this podcast with a bunch of guys. And Skip Bayless is one of them and some other guys. Anyway, he said if the Texans were to go to New England right now, they get their ass popped. Get their ass popped.
Who
right
said
away.
This?
Aqib Talib.
No one cares about Aqib
Talib. Well, people care
about. Do you have
somebody
credible?
Aqib Talib was a longtime veteran, really good defensive
and Patriot.
Back. Yeah, well, that's all right. I mean, okay. He's got his opinion. He can have an opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Blah,
just because
blah,
you
blah.
Don't agree with his opinion?
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, all right. I think the Texans are getting too much love. You know what? We got a game coming up on Sunday. You know what? You got to keep on winning here. You can't be. Man, I'll tell you what. I've heard last couple of days, Kurt Cinetti.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bite from him that is like, wow. We get to play it in a little bit, and this is you want to know why Kurt Cinetti is. He's the guy that said, you know, I just win when he got the job at Indiana.
Now let me tell you,
Google me.
He is an arrogant guy.
He's arrogant. Is right, he is right about himself.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he's not. He's an arrogant guy, but he's arrogant. But you know, it's weird to be arrogant as a head coach coming from like JMU. Well, he's been at, where was he? JMU.
Well,
he
just
came
taken,
up the hard way.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, he came up the hard way. He's coached under Nick Saban, so he's got some of that little, you know, he's got some of that to him. But he's an arrogant guy, and you almost have to have some of that for you to just say, I don't care that we're at Indiana.
Yeah.
Who cares? Is that supposed to mean we can't be great? Like,
exactly.
You need to have that when you go to, I think when you go to smaller, not a smaller school, but you know what I mean. You're not a blitz, not a blue chip school. You almost have to have some of that to overcome the natural inclination to make yourself smaller than you could be. You know, he doesn't have a window. He doesn't have a glass ceiling to contain him. He just doesn't believe in it. You know, and he's getting good players over there. He's, Kirk Cinetti is a fun guy to watch, but he will say some stuff now.
Well, I've got, man, I'll tell you what, you listen to his audio. We're going to play it in a little bit. Kirk Cinetti talking about why his team is as good and their attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. You want to talk about. There are some coaches that motivate players, that get players to play as hard as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kelvin Sampson is one. The Florida State, I got Luke Laux. We didn't get to it yesterday. I got Luke Laux, the head coach at Florida State, talking about Kelvin Sampson.
Oh, basketball coach, yeah.
Basketball coach. Talking about Kelvin Sampson and the program. And it is Mo Williams right now is the head coach at Jackson State. and Kelvin Sampson was talking about him. I think it was yesterday, and Kelvin Sampson was talking about him, and he says he comes and he sits with us. He sits in our meetings. He watches our practices. He says, I love that. This kid wants to learn. Mo Williams wants to learn as much as he possibly can. Mo Williams is, if you could bet on coaches who are going to make it, if you follow Kelvin Sampson around, if you make him your standard, if you make him the guy that you are going to try to be like, then you are going to be a successful basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
I think if you make yourself a sports talk host,
yeah,
that is like Kelvin Sampson, you'll be successful.
You think you're a little like Kelvin Sampson, maybe?
No, I think I need to be more like
him. Oh, I see.
Yeah, I think if,
we all need to be a little more like Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you do that, I think that gives you a better chance of succeeding. Yeah.
Yeah. What about a producer? If you were a producer, I think if you were a producer and you were more like Kelvin Sampson, you'd be better at your job. I do.
I mean, he would. Yeah, there'd be advantages to it. I don't think he'd be fun to do a show with.
Well, no. Well, I mean, I'm talking about
giving it everything
you got is
every
what I'm
morning.
Saying.
Kelvin Sampson's behind that glass. Just
oh
imagine
God,
this
he
for
would
a
ask
second.
Too way too much of us. Way
oh
too much.
My God, like we're on time for every break. Like
yeah,
we couldn't,
or
it would just wouldn't be fun. Like he would just be
right.
You know, it would just be nerve wracking the whole time. You'd be on eggshells the whole show.
Yeah, and
I don't
you
want
know
that.
We make a mistake.
Let
and we
me
say,
be
you know,
average.
Yeah, and he, yeah, that, I'm with you on that one. I guess I wouldn't want, I would like, you know, care more, but that's all.
Yeah, but not, yeah, more than now, but I don't want him producing a show. I don't want him as a program director. You might have the most successful station in the market, but at what cost?
Right.
You know?
Right.
He
working.
Would be like, you'd have to really just go hard, and he'd be all, you know, demanding excellence, and it's just like
and work ethic and yeah,
just like oh God, save that for the court.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, you're probably right about that.
Yeah. Well, now that I spell it out.
Yeah. Now you know that whole working so hard thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we don't. You know,
we're not doing that.
I mean, but for them, it's great.
Yeah, good. No, you guys work out.
No,
work
I like. I mean, I love watching.
Work your
it's
ass
great
off.
For them.
What's
yeah,
it work
I just
your
don't.
Off?
You know, let's just be real about this. There's just no reason for us to.
I think Dell's got it ready. The curtsy. Listen, I mean, I just admire guys. Kurt Cignetti can't be more successful. Are you? You're telling me that Indiana, in just a couple of years, went from doldrum doormat to beating Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. I mean, you want to talk about
undefeated too, by the way. This isn't like they pulled a huge upset. They were like a 4.5-point dog.
One or two all year, two, three, 4 years.
Yeah, and they were undefeated the whole year. And they're going to have the Heisman winner. And they're going to be a Joe Moore Award, finalist more than likely. So.
After last year, you know, last year they were, and they dropped the punt, and it was like, oh, they're not ready for this stage. They're ready for this. You know what? They definitely told everybody, no, we deserve to be there. This is our program now. Holy crap. Talk about good. Well, listen to Kurt Cignetti talking about the mindset of his football team.
That team, for about three straight weeks, from the first play to the last play, fast physical relentless, smart, disciplined, poised, one play at a time, 6 seconds of play. Every play's got life in the history of its own, like it's nothing, not affected by success, not affected by failure, on to the next play, never satisfied, plan to a standard, not the circumstances of the game. You're up in the fourth quarter, 52-7. Okay, it's not okay to let up because of the circumstances of the game, because you're playing to a standard, habits. First you form your habits, then your habits form you. And you have in life freedom of choice, but not freedom of consequence.
Okay, first of all, that is every poster He just said about 12 different sayings that would be on posters around a facility.
Yeah.
Like my coach used to, I had a basketball coach. He was not a great coach, Roy Hayes, basketball. We're like, it's not size of the dog in a fight, size of the fight in a dog. You practice how you play how you practice. You know, discipline is doing what has to be done, when it has to be done, and doing it the right way all the time. Having all these little sayings, he hits you with about 10 to 12 coaching sayings all at once. He unloaded them all right there in that soundbite, and you could put those on. He just emptied the clip of coaching sayings. Yeah. Standard deliver practice. Fierce fight, focus. Huh, huh, huh. You don't the standard never, the standard becomes you, you don't, and then you become the standard. And like, man, those things are on posters all over the facility. Guys have to touch them every time they go in and out of a room. Touch.
You're damn right. And you know what? That's how you build. I mean,
but he's not just saying them like Coach Hayes.
No.
He means them.
His team plays like that. His team plays like that.
I guarantee, I haven't seen a lot of his players interviewed, but I guarantee if you interview an offensive lineman, I'm talking about one of these grubby, grungy guys, like a linebacker, an offensive, you know, a center or guard, they're going to say some of these same sayings.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're drilled.
6 seconds every play.
You're seeing this with, you're seeing this with the Houston Texans.
Oh, yeah. No.
You're seeing this with the Houston Texans.
I'm making some fun of just the Saints and all that, having a good time with that. But it's 100%. Now, it can turn real quick. If you are not the guy that people buy into, that turns into just window dressing stuff that people tune out.
Blah, blah, blee, blah.
Yeah, but if you are, John, you probably had a coach like this. If you have somebody that you know means what they say and they embody all that stuff and they demand that from you, it's called accountability.
Right.
And if they make you accountable, see, D'Amico's not, Kirk Cignetti is a getting your ass coach. D'Amico's not really that, but he still holds his players accountable. Like, there's still a, we expect, now, you also, it helps to get a Will Anderson and a Azeez Alshayer and a Jalen Petrie. Like, those guys are wired great.
Well, but you know what? They handpicked those guys.
Yeah, they handpicked them.
But here's the thing about D'Amico.
Kirk didn't really handpick his guys, did he? I mean, that I know of? How long has he been there now?
Well, just a couple of years.
Yeah, so a lot of these guys he didn't handpick.
Yeah, probably. The older guys that have been, obviously the guys that have been on the program for a while. But you know what? It's so fluid now with college football. But here's the thing about D'Amico, too, is D'Amico lives that life. You know, I don't know what Kurt Cignetti is like off the field. But
you know he coached at Rice, John?
No, I didn't know that. We saw D'Amico as a player here. We saw the kind of passion that he has for the game, the kind of individual that he is. He's a family man now. He's just solid as a rock. Guys, look at that. There's no phoniness to him, you know. There's a lot of coaches that are talking one way and they're living another way.
Yeah.
D'Amico is living and he played that way. And he played that way too. So, I mean, that's why D'Amico gets the respect that he does. Kurt Cignetti just gets his players to buy into this, and holy crap.
He was with Nick Saban for 3 years. He was a wide receiver, and it looks like RC. I don't know, a recruiting coordinator probably.
Yeah.
And then he was a head coach at IUP, then a head coach at Elon, then a head coach at James Madison, then a head coach at Indiana. This is not – and, you know, at some point Indiana thought, well, you know, this guy's a good coach. He's not splashy. The fans went, ugh, James Madison coach who came from Elon. We want somebody big. We want a big name like Clyde Drexler. I mean, it's not it's really the name of the coach is so overrated. So we'll find out at LSU if it matters that much. Now, eventually, Kurt Cignetti got paid, but his head coaching, you know, as a head coach, this guy's 143-37.
I mean,
143-37 at IUP, Elon, James Madison, and Indiana. You pick a spot where he coaches, and he's going to win at a high level.
Absolutely. I mean, that dude he just is so good. So good. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get
Is he a back-to-back coach of the year? He was the AP Coach of the Year last year. Is he Coach of the Year again this year?
I mean, why wouldn't he be?
Why wouldn't he be? They were better. They're better this year.
Yeah, who's done a better job?
He should be back-to-back head coach of the year. Either him or Sark should be it this year. Because the way Sark brought them back against Mississippi State.
Yep. No. Sark.
The way they hung tough against Kentucky.
Yep. No.
Beat the Aggs.
What?
I might make it. They beat the Aggs.
They did?
Yeah.
Missed that part.
They handled the Aggs easy. I might make Sark head coach of the year.
You're going to make Sark coach of the year?
I might. If I get a vote.
Oh, just because you want some nachos in your house. That's the only reason.
If I get a vote.
That's the only reason. Eh. All right, we got a break. So if you have any issue pipe-wise, look, how cold is it in your house? How cold is it going to be? You don't know. Remember we had the great freeze of 2024, Lance, was it? Or 23?
Yeah. No. It was like 22.
22. The great freeze of 22. And, you think pipes didn't burst? You have no idea except, now that it's the Gulf of America, we had no hurricanes. Okay, so the president has control of the Gulf now. Here's the thing, though. I don't know that he's got control of the cold. So here's the deal. It could get really, really cold. And if you have old pipes, then they could bust. And then you could lose. I'm serious. You could lose everything. It could be a disaster. Check out your pipes. And if you repipe with Aqueduct Plumbing Company, then you, my friend, are going to get a free water heater. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and make sure I was looking at something. I was in Chicago where it was in the teens.
Oh,
and
God.
I remember, and guess what? It got into the teens whenever we had our pipes burst. And it's horrific.
That's when our pipes, our pipes ain't like Chicago pipes.
No, they're not. They're set up for all that stuff. It turns into a disaster for us. So I also want to make sure that you're cold ready. Like, do it before it becomes a problem is what we're talking about. Make sure everything outside, they can wrap everything outside and do all that for you. But if you have those big problems, you know, let Aqueduct Plumbing Company come out. And if you have small things like leaky faucets, that's Aqueduct Plumbing. Big jobs, small jobs, extremely trustworthy, great prices. And they don't even charge you to come out and diagnose what's going on. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't want to get goofy, but I saw someone say CJ made Pat Mahomes plays the other night.
He made good extended plays.
Well,
I don't know about.
He threw down the field like Mahomes used to Tyreek. He's rolling out. He escapes the pocket.
He made
throws
one
downfield
across his body, and
and he threw it downfield to Nico. He also made a couple of the Hickens on the run. You know,
he made some nice plays. At no point did I think, "Ooh, man, that looks like Pat."
No, well, I mean, looking down the field and throwing the Nico, and we've seen CJ do that before, though. On the run right, throw over the middle about 20, 25 yards down the field. We've seen CJ do that mostly his rookie year. But we've seen CJ do that. But I was just looking through last year's Chiefs games. You know, they got to the Super Bowl. They lost the Super Bowl, but they got to the Super Bowl with their defense.
Mm-hmm.
Their offense wasn't very good. They won how many one-score games last year? They were 15-2, and they had, what, 7-0?
It could have completely gone the wrong way. It's similar to the Bears this year.
Yeah. Well, the Bears went from 1-7 in the playoff picture.
I know they did, but that's only one loss. It just tells you how jumbled it is. The Bears have 5 wins in the last 2 minutes of the game. That's my point, is that look how drastically different it was. I mean, they're just losing more of the closer games, although, frankly, they're getting beat, though. The Chiefs are getting beaten a lot.
And the Texans were losing early on. They were losing one-score games.
Yeah.
And now they've turned that around.
It really is like that every year. You can see there's a thin margin between +2 and -2 every single year for every team. That's the minimum. Right. For some teams, it goes to 4 games that could be plus or minus. And look at the difference in your record. Like, you know, the Texans, if they don't, you could make an argument one way of, you know, if they don't come back against the Jacksonville Jaguars, then all of a sudden, what's the record? And, you know, you could probably pick and choose a couple early that could go positive. You could pick some. But a lot of game, a lot of times, you know, the early ones, you lose, and then you lose the Jaguar game instead, and then you lose. I'm trying to think of another game because they played pretty well here recently. But this could easily be a team right now that has a losing record, too. I mean,
be a team if they scored 21 points a game that would be 12-2.
But that's not even in the DNA this year.
Right.
To score 21 a game, what are you talking about?
Right.
That doesn't exist.
Well,
humanity, it doesn't exist for the Houston Texans. Well,
it actually does.
21 points a game is an enormous amount for the Texans.
they've actually had a couple of.
I know they've had a couple. 21. Average means this is kind of what the norm is.
You know, right. The Chiefs had their share. They had four games where they didn't even score 20 points, and they won those football games. And then they had 21 point games. They had 22 point games. I mean, it's not like they were just and you know, it comes up with a play here or there. And Mahomes had 196, 154, 159, 151. Yeah, he had plenty of games where he just he had two 300-yard games, three 300-yard games last year in the regular season. That's it. That's it. So, I mean, I don't want to – CJ made plays when they had to have them. They had way too many three and outs. He missed – he was throwing high for a while and didn't – and missed some guys and could have been – they didn't need to have all those three and outs, but they did. But CJ, when they had to have it, CJ came up with some plays, which was really
that's
nice.
All that matters. Yeah. I mean, it's no different than somebody in baseball who hits, 250, but then they hit 320 in with men in scoring position, or you just get a critical. You can be 0-for-4, and then you get a critical base knock. It's like Machete was doing in a postseason. Like all of a sudden, you get a knock. You're 0-for-4, and then you get a knock in the ninth inning. Where, a shot down the line and it turns into a double and you're in scoring position. That's all it. And you know what we remember? Winning plays.
Winning.
That's what you remember. You remember winning plays. You don't remember, he
struck
was
out with two on.
Yeah,
the sixth.
You know, all the other stuff goes away if you come up clutch.
Right. And they did.
By the way, Philip Rivers on a mobile is going to join us here at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, I know.
You heard the big news.
Yeah, that he's looking. The Colts are looking at
the
him.
Colts. Yeah, Colts brought him in to work out, and supposedly the workout went pretty well for being 44. He's a 44-year-old quarterback.
And he's been out for 4 years.
Been out for four at least, right?
His oldest daughter is older
than Riley Leonard.
Than Riley Leonard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Haley. I can't remember what her name was.
I think it's Haley. I think so.
Yeah, something like that. He's got nine kids now.
Yeah.
His youngest is one or two. His oldest is 23.
Well, see, apparently he didn't retire everything.
No. He's still working.
Because he's been out of the league for 4 years, and he's got a 1 or 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So he apparently did not retire everything. Everything wasn't retired.
No. Did you? Would you?
I haven't retired yet.
I ain't going to retire.
I haven't retired yet.
I'm staying in that game as long as possible.
As long as possible. And I haven't retired yet.
Well, not the kid having game. Let's differentiate here.
Dell, have you retired your kid having game?
No, he's still got.
Retiring would suggest
long way to go on the kid having
he's
game.
Still in
no,
the game.
I didn't enter the league.
You guys, what do
he's
you mean?
Still in
you
the got, game.
Not in
now,
the game.
You're in the game.
I'm going pro in something other than having kids.
What are you going pro in?
Not having kids.
The exact opposite.
You want to go pro in not having kids.
Yes. In fact, I'm a Hall of Famer as it stands now.
Uh-huh.
Untied.
You're the Jeff Kent of not having kids.
I don't fall off of trucks at or if we still believe that story.
Yeah, he actually addressed it. He said there's some truth and there's some not truth to it.
He's a Hall of Famer, just like you guys.
Yeah, yep. You know what? Somebody said, surprised Jeff Kent was the only Hall of Famer this year. And I said, I was surprised Jeff Kent was a Hall of Famer, actually. Not that he's the only one. I guess Jeff Kent is a Hall of Famer.
He's a really good player. Yeah.
He's a really good player.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I guess the standard isn't. I don't know. I'd rather have Lance Berkman on my team than Jeff Kent.
Well, yeah, no, I would too. It is kind of a joke that he's in. But, I mean, he did win an MVP. You know, he's never a Gold Glove winner. No, but he played until he was 40. How about that? That guy played 17 years. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Lifetime OPS of 855. Batting average of 290.
It's not 943, is it?
No, 377 home runs.
Berkman has more than that, too.
Yeah, but Berkman uses trash cans.
What? Berkman did? Berkman, what?
Yeah, Berkman used trash cans.
Don't put Berkman on trash cans.
Well, that's what everyone else would just say. He's an Astro. He used trash cans.
Well, that was, I mean, way after Lance.
No, Lance had fewer home runs. Lance had 366, just a few, 366. Just a little bit fewer. And he played for 15 years.
Yeah, well, guess what?
I mean, OPS of 943. That's
943.
A 943. And he had fewer caught stealings than Jeff Kent.
Well, of course he did.
48-60, yeah. He did have four fewer stolen bases, too.
If he'd have played two more years like Kent, he would have absolutely had more home runs.
And Lance's numbers are so good.
They're so good. So good.
Yeah, they are so good.
And the ridiculous writers, the hypocritical writers, turn a blind eye to steroids. But, man, the Astros are the worst people ever. Out of here with that. I mean,
well, they're not turning a blind eye to steroids now when it comes to the Hall of Fame.
No, they're not. They're,
they got standards.
It was fine when it was going on.
Baseball, not the writers, but baseball for sure. Major League Baseball kept them. And truth be told, Major League Baseball is ready to turn a blind eye to the Astros, too.
Well, a lot of writers vote for the Hall of Fame. So
yeah, a lot of voters aren't letting them in.
Nope.
Voters
not.
Aren't letting those guys in. But if Fire snitched to Major League Baseball, is like, oh, my God, stupid Fires. You know they could not have been happy with Fires.
No.
Telling on their World Series champ, I mean, that was not what. It's like Roger Goodell. You think he'd be happy if somebody came out and snitched on Kansas City for something? No.
No.
Something illegal? Absolutely. We were, the whole time, we had people deciphering. We were up using, we were up using technology to decipher stuff completely illegally. Like, Roger Goodell would be furious.
Well, they had it with the Patriots.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. Yeah. I'm sure he didn't like having to deal with that either.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, a reminder, December 22nd, Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, our Christmas party, December 22nd, Monday. We want you there. Come on by. Hang out with us. We've got all kinds of stuff, giveaways, and it's just a fun day. Yeah. Great way to start the Christmas week. You're not working that week. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Get on over to Nick's Place.
Philip Rivers on a mobile coming up in about 3 minutes.
3 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
We'll find out what he's doing.
All right, we'll find out. Philip Rivers on a mobile, working out for the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to get that. We're going to get John Daspit right now, though.
Yeah, John Daspit is your personal injury lawyer. If you are, it's so funny, all these commercials I see. I saw some when I was in Chicago. I've seen some on TV locally. It's just like, what? Just lunacy. If somebody hits you, we will throw acid on their face until their face melts off and teach them a lesson and take their money out of the bank. Like, is there just a personal injury lawyer that will fight for me and bully back these insurance companies that are trying to bully me whenever I've been injured? I mean, is there just somebody, I don't need all this other stuff. I don't need people throwing fire on people. I just want somebody that's really good with personal injury law, somebody who is going to fight for me, not just for the medical bills, but also for time missed from work and also for a good pain and suffering settlement, because that's something I didn't ask for. I didn't ask to get hurt. John Daspit will say no. They try to make, and he's like, no, I know what you're doing. You're coming with these low offers. You're trying to squeeze my client because you're trying to help your client, which is whoever the company is. The insurance company's out there trying to pad the bottom line. And John Daspit says, no, that's not going to happen. He's looking out for you. He wants you to get the best settlement, not the insurance company. 713, call now. That's the phone number. Just remember it. Anytime you're injured, first call you make. If you want to make it to police, to the, to an ambulance, of course do that. But the next one is 713, call now. John Daspit. Let him start from the very beginning on your case so that you don't have to deal with it, and he'll get you a big settlement. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.